Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A longtime Delaware County firefighter who lived at a Drexel Hill apartment complex that caught fire over the weekend has been identified as the person who lost their life in that multi-alarm fire. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The Lansdowne Fire Company says 58-year-old Tony Rowley has served as vice president, ambulance lieutenant, and firefighter for the company. Officials say he lived at the Lanark Place Apartments along Township Line Road in Drexel Hill, where the fire broke out around 10:30 on Saturday morning. He died as a result of injuries he suffered in the fire. His wife, Ann, was injured and remains hospitalized. Several people were taken to the hospital, including an Upper Darby Township firefighter who was treated and released.
The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Two men were fighting at the Frankfort Transportation Center this morning. There was a struggle over a gun, and both of them were shot. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the scene.
It was close to 9 o'clock when police say the two men started to fight inside the main terminal of the Frankfort Transportation Center. SEPTA says one of the guys pulled out a gun and shot the other in the shoulder. Both men then fought over the weapon, and police say the shooter ended up getting hit in the hand. SEPTA says both were taken to the hospital and listed in stable condition. Regular riders like Joe couldn't get in the terminal while investigators combed through the scene.
Daunting to go on the train nowadays because of incidents like this. It's a little bit frightening, and I'm sad this happened.
Yellow crime scene tape blocked off the entrances as police gathered evidence. There was blood inside and some on the ground just outside the doors. Crews cleaned all that up and police let people in after about an hour and a half.
So far, no word on any charges. Philadelphia officials say the first ever New Year's Eve concert on the Parkway will enhance, not replace, the city's traditional celebration. At a news conference Monday, they said public safety would be paramount, as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
New Year's Eve is getting the 4th of July treatment with a free concert on the Parkway. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says the security measures will look familiar.
We have blocking vehicles to make sure a car doesn't enter into the space. We will have our drones. We'll have our Marine unit. We will have all of our assets out to make sure that this event goes safely.
Mayor Parker says she's pushing for one new feature.
I am fighting for heat lamps for you, Philadelphia, for New Year's Eve.
Magnetometer-protected gates at 23rd and at Pennsylvania and Spring Garden open at 6. The show starts at 8 with fireworks at midnight. That's in addition to the Penn's Landing fireworks at 6 and midnight. Soundtrack simulcast right here on KYW. The mayor didn't have a cost estimate for the concert, but tourism officials predict a $1 billion economic impact from all the festivities, including the Mummers Parade the next day. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel said the events would be secured by metal detectors and blocking vehicles and patrolled by officers, drones, and the Marine unit. New Jersey is spending $500,000 to promote wellness and resiliency programs for police officers throughout the state. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Grants will be available for police departments all over the state to provide more resources to ensure police are in the right frame of mind. Attorney General Matt Platkin says being a cop is one of the hardest jobs out there.
And they do the hard work on behalf of all of us. Selfless, often dangerous, certainly challenging work. And work that I think we know sometimes leaves physical scars, but often leaves scars that we don't see.
Plotkin says the grants can be used on mental health screenings and programs, therapy dogs, financial literacy services, and a number of other options.
Some departments, including Gloucester Township and Evesham, already have begun this work, and Plotkin says he's excited to see others follow their lead. Holiday celebrations are in full swing at Longwood Gardens, where the property has been transformed into a true winter wonderland. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, the festivities offer something for the whole family.
Outside, we have over 500,000 lights that are scattered throughout our properties.
That's Patricia Evans with Longwood Gardens, who says this year their holiday celebration has the theme of jewels and gems, with lights and trees and ornaments spread over acres of indoor and outdoor spaces.
And it really is a feast for the eyes inside. We also have thousands of poinsettias on display, amaryllis, paper whites, and all of those holiday plants that people love to see.
She says outside, you're treated to a unique Christmas show.
We have our open air theater fountains running to holiday music. We have strolling carolers on the weekends. There's really something for everyone.
Evans adds there's also festive concessions throughout the gardens.
Our hot chocolate is a favorite of guests, as well as brews that we work with Victory Brewing Company. We have a mistletoe mule that's crafted from ingredients grown here at Longwood.
Evans suggests ordering your time-stamped tickets for the gardens in advance. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.